comfort women. These were women, many were very young girls, who were forced to become sex slaves for the Japanese soldiers. We met one victim.
This victim came from Korea. At the end of the war, she was about to be starved to death in Wuhan.
She was cheated and brought over from Korea to China at the age of 11. And then when she turned 13, then she started serving as a comfort woman.
After a brief meeting with the victim, Dr. Su E. Lang from Shanghai Normal University told us of other victims' horrific testimony.
During the Nanking Massacre, she was then 7 years old. She was raped by soldiers. And she mentioned in court that starting from the age of 7 until now, she needs to wear napkin because she can no longer control her bladder.
The German people faced the reality. Yeah. That did not happen with Japan. How does he explain a whole nation? It's almost the whole nation is in silence and denial.
Dr. Su Lang.
上有三个日本的军官. I think there are several reasons for this. One is because of their culture. The second reason has something to do with the United States. After the war, the United States want to use Japan as a war to pretend the expansion of communists. The third reason is related to Chinese. Why Germany has to face this history? Because Jewish people constantly, persistently ask them to face this. But Chinese people somehow didn't do it.
结束以后长期患有精神病.
Song of the Great Wall, translated by Tommy Tao. For 1,000 miles, a great wall stretched on and on, and outside the great wall lies my old hometown. The sorghum was rich, and the soybean smelled sweet. A land of gold it was, where seldom an alarm would sound. But ever since the plunderers came, they raped and burnt, they raped and burnt. We ran and ran, we ran and ran. Families scattered, loved ones lost and gone. We must go back, we must go back. The hurt, the pain, the insult, the injury, we must not forget. Fight back, fight back. We must now fight back. No matter how strong the invaders, no matter how strong. For 1,000 miles the Great Wall stretches on and on. And outside the Great Wall lies my old hometown. 400 million, my people, my kin. One heart, one mind, one human Great Wall, 1,000 miles long. This has been All Our Voices. This program was produced and narrated by Saad Sharabani. A special thanks to Alpha for organizing the study tour. And to Takla Lee, Joseph Tong, Connie Ma, Dr. Liu,
to Zheng
for doing the translation in China. And a special thanks to Dr. Robert Ladder for consultation and to Nadine Rubinovich for doing the reading. I'm Saad Sharabani. If you have any comments, please write to voice.print@simpatico.ca.